Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
Her world premiere.
Great song, great song. Great singing. Thank you, Angela. Yeah, first time that she's done a leading role here in our community. I want to bring those lights up. This has been a great service so far. That music has been absolutely spot on. Yeah. So what is freedom? Freedom's just another word. With nothing left to lose. Nothing. Don't mean nothing if it ain't free. You know, and you can look at those lyrics and say, oh my God, they're devastating. You know, they're so sad. The idea that they're nothing, you know, there's nothing. But if you understand them in another sense, it's a call to detach, right? So freedom is just another word for nothing more to lose, nothing left to lose. When you've given up being attached to things or situations or beliefs and just let it all go, then you've got nothing, but you've got everything, because God is both nothing and everything, and that's spaciousness. So rather than it be a problem that freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, it means I have chosen not to hold on to anything, right? Because everything ultimately is subject to change, time and change. So I'm relying on a greater sense of presence, which is the presence of God in things, right? That's the power of that kind of freedom. Because nothing is lost in spirit, right? Is that true? Nothing is lost in spirit? We say that a lot in Unity. That's one of our little lines that we like to use. And I believe that's true for our being, too. Nothing is lost in spirit. The body comes and goes, but the essence of us is never born, can never die. That's our hope and our aspiration and our joy in going through funeral services and dealing with grief, right? That, yeah, the body is temporary, but there is that essence of us. Whatever you want to call that, it may not be a discrete soul, it may be just part of the one, but it's not subject to sickness, old age, and death. It continues forever. It's endlessly renewing, right? It's renewing and giving us everything we could possibly need to live a happy and successful life. You know, we look for freedom everywhere but within ourselves sometimes. You know, we're looking for it outside of ourselves. We're looking at it from the government or from the nation or from an idea. And all those things are fine. You know, we need to have laws, and we're grateful for our Constitution and all the things that make America great, yes? And not again, great. We are great. It's a great nation. I'm proud to be. I mean, I was in tears listening to that, singing that song earlier, because you think about how beautiful both the country and everything that's in it, Americans in general. I mean, it's a beautiful place to live. In the 30-some years I've lived here, I have been grateful every day to have this opportunity. You know, it's a cliche. It's a land of opportunity, but it truly is. It truly is. It's a place where you can succeed and do wonderful things. So we're grateful for all that. But however much we put freedom in those institutions and things, they're only mirror images of the true freedom, right, which is within our own being. If it's not inside of us, we're never going to find it out there. We cannot make a more perfect union if we don't find that unity, that union within our own beings. That's the greater freedom. And I like what Eric Butterworth said. It's not so much freedom from stuff, you know, because sometimes we say freedom from tyranny, freedom from limitations. That's sort of doing down freedom. It's like a byproduct. Freedom is a byproduct of when I get rid of slavery, I'll have freedom. But really, freedom comes first, doesn't it? Freedom is that essential quality within our soul. St. Paul said this. He said, this is in 2 Corinthians. He says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Well, let me ask you a question. Where is the Spirit of the Lord on any given day? It can't be up there in heaven, can it? It's got to be in us, right? It's in our awareness. Or it could not be there. If you're not aware of it, it's not there. But the minute you become aware of it, there it is, right? And where you find it, where you find that Spirit of the Lord, there you're going to find freedom. Why? Why? because the Spirit of the Lord is freedom, right? Is all. It's limitless spaciousness, without definitions, without boundaries, open-hearted. Its nature is love. Ain't no man the man. And we've all got the man in here too, right? That tries to hold us back, you know, all those old tapes. But no man can do it. No voice of authority can do it. We have that inner freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Jesus said the same thing. And listen to his context, because it's interesting. He's talking to the Jews, and he's saying, if you stand by, this is in John 8, if you stand by my teaching, you are truly my disciples. Didn't say if you stand by me, because I'm just another man. Don't just follow me, follow my teaching. Very different, isn't it? If you're going to start enshrining everything in the messenger, then you lose the message sometimes, because the message is not just about the messenger. And we love Jesus, he's the way shower. But the idea that the message is more important, the teaching. If you stand by my teaching, which of course inherently is about love, you are truly my disciples. Not because you're blind followers of my way, it's because you truly understand the teaching. And then, and these are the beautiful lines we usually quote, we don't quote the bit before, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, how does it set you free? By abiding by and living from the teachings of love and wisdom, power and possibility, which is the teaching of the Christ, right? So, freedom by its very nature has no limit or boundary, right? It has no limit or boundary. It's open and spacious. I don't know what they're all doing over there, but they're doing something. You're distracting me. Stop distracting me, okay? I got to focus here. I got to focus. All right, where was I? Spaciousness, right? That spaciousness is not dependent, right? I would suggest that. It is not dependent. And so often we think of ourselves in some way as dependent on. Like, for instance, who are you dependent on this week? Who have you noticed I'm dependent on? No, I'm not. I'm totally independent. I don't think so, because most of us are dependent on something. Like, I'm dependent on time sometimes, you know? And so I make a slave out of time, because I got to be there on time. My wife doesn't have that problem. And so, when we, come together, we're going somewhere, I'm dependent on time. She's not dependent on time. Therefore, we can have a problem if we're not careful. But I've learned to not be just so dependent. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, it all works fine, and we're there at the right and perfect time. Dang it. Dang it. You mean I didn't have to be dependent on time? All right, I've shared one. Share one. What are we dependent on?
Money.
Because we make money into the whole thing. I got to have money. You know, and where's it going to come from? It's my livelihood. The electric company. I'm not trying to say any of these things aren't real. Time is real in a relative sense. Money's certainly real. The electric company is real. But when I become dependent on it, then I lose my freedom. Then I'm going to lose the sense of who I am, right? And I can't be creative then, because I'm putting the thing that changes before the emptiness and spaciousness of the thing that doesn't change, the thing that is endlessly renewing. And therefore, instead of solving my problems by becoming more and more dependent on the things that I need to make it right, time, money, whatever, being able to pay the bills, then I push those things further away from me, right? Because if I make a problem out of time, I'm not having fun getting ready. I'm not having fun with my partner, who is not blissfully ignorant of my frustration. No, all right, she's not blissfully ignorant of it, because I keep hammering her with it. But once I can relax into it, then I notice that I have all the time in the world, actually. Yeah. And if you notice this, the time is not 24 hours, is it? For instance, a day is not just 24 hours. Sometimes it can flash by in a second. Other times it seems forever. So time expands and contracts depending on where we are in consciousness, because we have power over it. We are not dependent upon it. It is dependent on us. And this is the key to successful aging, I would suggest. You know, aging only becomes a problem when you buy into the idea of new and old. But if you don't ever get old, then you don't have an aging problem. You're endlessly youthful. You're endlessly in that timeless moment. I'll talk more about this next week. No time or space to spirit. You may be getting a little saggy and baggy, but you know, the spirit is still youthful and joyous and okay. So how do we do that? How do we stop being dependent on things, even though they may be real in a relative sense? Here's Charles Fillmore. He tells us exactly what to do. He said, freedom is the result of regulating one's life according to principle, not according to what anyone else may think or say. The man again. Freedom is the result of regulating one's life according to principle. Folks, how many rules and regulations, laws, etc. are out there in our society? Too many. Millions. Thousands of them. But we don't have to regulate our lives according to those things. They only come into being when we have a need for them, right? When we're not in the need of them, they're just out there as potential ideas. When I have to have a need for them, then they're very much in my face. And I got a lawyer to deal with that. But when I'm not in need of dealing with them, they're not really existent. They exist in general as an idea, but they don't confine me, right? When I'm regulating my life according to principle, I can go through this life unhindered. Yeah, if I want to go to a foreign country, I get a passport. But that's just to satisfy the regulations on the ground. My real desire is to explore the world, right? And so I'm not worried about whether the passport's going to work or not. I just get a passport and go on with it. I'm not dependent upon it in that sense. I am a free spirit, right? So freedom is the result, therefore, of regulating one's life according to principle, not the regulations and rules of the world, but according to principle. And when I do this, life unfolds in wonderful ways. See, not according to what anyone else may think or say. Do you believe in consciousness, levels of consciousness? I hope so, because we're in unity. We talk about that a lot. But when you're at a certain vibratory level of consciousness, you don't come across things at a lower level of consciousness or a higher level. You come across things that are at your level. The old proverb states it well, birds of a feather flock together, right? Well, it's the same in consciousness. So if we create a certain vibration around us, then we will move into that vibratory level of awareness. And if we are optimistic and open and spacious and joyous, then what happens? We attract that into our lives, right? We have freedom. You can have freedom. You could be free in a prison, can't you? Or you could be enslaved in an open field. Because it is not about the bars, it is not about the regulations around you, it is about your attitude of mind. When you regulate yourself to spirit, folks in the Middle Ages, they put themselves in prisons so they could get enlightened. Julian of Norwich, for instance, one of the great mystics, she had herself put in a couple of rooms and bricked up. And then they just left a little slit so she could get some food every day. But she stayed in there for several decades. And she called it freedom. Whereas we put people in supermax prisons, you know, and hope they rot away to death, right? But you don't have to. It's a choice, right? It's a choice because it's that inner awareness. Please don't put me to the test, Lord. I do not want to go to a supermax prison. But I my trust is that if I was there, that I wouldn't just rot away. I would turn to that inner regulator, which is the spirit within me, and live according to principle. Right? And have an enlightened life. So, what is freedom? Let's wrap it up. What is it? Mutual non-domination. I love that. I love that. Mutual non-domination. We're not dependent or dominated by any other person, habit, or thing, right? We are regulated by the principle of the spirit of love within us. And it's a mutual thing. It's the sense that we all are doing this together, right? There's a cooperation here. Cooperation. Excellent. What else? It's a state of mind. Take that with you as well. Always a choice available. It's okay to let go of everything. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Because once you step over into that unknown, you find a whole new world of possibility. And the universe has a way of prying us loose from stuff that we're holding on to anyway. Have you noticed if you've got kids that reach a certain age, they don't want you anymore? That's nature's way of prying them loose from your grip of tight control and letting them be all they can be. And what you find after a while, wow, it worked out. It's cool. I get to see them in a whole different context as a more rounded person rather than the person I'm holding on to so much because I'm afraid this scary world is going to hurt them. But when we regulate ourselves to principle, we find that all is well. Amen. So we begin that process of finding that inner principle by being quiet, by meditating, by being still. It's a tried and true method that's been used by countless people in countless cultures for thousands of years. It works. It's that ability to stop for a moment and turn within. And even when thoughts and moods arise to distract us, we simply let them be what they are. They came and they're going to go. We let them be clouds in our awareness, in that vast sky, which is our God awareness. And eventually we become still. Peaceful, aware. We are that presence awareness. And that presence awareness is totally and radically free. It is timeless. And it is not dependent. We are that. So as we go into the silence, let us become aware of those guiding principles of spirit that arise out of this stillness and this presence and this apparent emptiness. that arise to inform our lives. Give us the tools we need to be successful. Tools we need to release fear and resentment, disempowerment. And claim our inherent good. We are inherently good. We claim that today. In the silence. So as we move into this holiday weekend and celebrate the 4th, celebrate that day of independence and freedom, may we take that idea that we are and we allow the principle of truth to regulate our thoughts and our behaviors so that we can be loving and expansive to ourselves and to those in our world, so that we do this together, mutually, and find peace. For all this, we say thank you, Father, Mother, God, and so it is.
Thanks for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We sincerely thank you for your contribution, and we affirm with you. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive, and I am grateful.